We're at the end of Siman Reish Nun Tes. We're up to Siv Zayin. That's what we'll be doing today. We had learned the halachas of Shehiya and Chazara and Hatmana. And more recently, the Mechaber got into the halachas of Muktzah with regard to Hatmana. Now we get into another set of halachas with Hatmana and, some more halachas, I guess, that are added to it. Tana Sheminichim Bo Hachamim V'Solstvim Piv B'daf B'daf V'Shorkin Pirish Machlikin Oso B'Tit Mutu Lister Oso Stima K'de Lotzi Hachamim. The halacha is that if you have an oven that you keep the food in, which was a normal thing they used to do, they would take like the baker's oven or a big oven, they would heat it up before Shabbos, push the coals aside or take them out, and then seal the door and actually smear some kind of cement over it. So the halacha is, the Mechaber says, that you're allowed to go and break off the tit, whatever it was, the mortar that they put there, and it's not considered a shiloh of stira because it was not meant for kiyum. It was just meant to stay that way overnight, if that much. Memela, there's no issur stira according to the Mechaber. Second, v'lach sor v'lososmo. Furthermore, you're allowed to go and seal it again. Here we're not talking about with smearing mortar on it. That, of course, would be usur on Shabbos. But here, what you're allowed to do is just put the covering back on. What's the Mechaber telling us? That we're not afraid that maybe there's still some coals inside, that by putting the door on it, you're going to be pushing some wind in there, some air, and you're going to cause them to glow again, and that would be Havara. Vim yeshbo gecholim lochishos. What happens if there vadai are coals in there and they're already on their way out? Mutar ayidei en Yehudi, it's only mutar ayidei a non-Jew, but not a Yisrael. The reason? Because then it's a psik reisha. For what? So if you shut the door and you choke the air supply, it's a psik reisha for kibui. Now, why ayidei nochri is it mutar? The halacha is an ena miskavim with a psik reisha for a goy is mutar, meaning when a goy does it, I can actually have a goy do it. For Yisrael is aser. Now, what happens if you don't seal it completely? We're not afraid that you're going to choke the fire. So then it's mutar even ayidei Yisrael. The Magen Avraham Tain is that if you leave a small hole, then it's much worse. He says that what happens is that because it's a small hole, the air comes in with it. There's a very strong current of air that comes from there. And you're chayav for havora. You're making it glow even more. Now, getting back here, so what did the Mechaber say that it's only mutter, if there are gecholim lochashes, it's only mutter yedei nachri? Mishtabur brings in El Yeraba that b'shas hatchak, you can rely on the trumas adeshen shita, that it's not a psik reisha. Now, what happens if there's actually a fire there? Everybody agrees that it's a psik reisha. Hago, v'yesh v'yesh machmir m'shol lister stimes hatanar atok betit al yedei Yisrael. Imev shalas al yedei en Yehudi. The Ramah Shita is that if there's any way of getting a non-Jew to open it, you should do that, because undoing the mortar, the thing that was plastered down there, he holds, even though it was not lakiyum, is a shiloh of a stira de rabbanon. We're only choshish for it if there's a choice, if you could ask a non-Jew to take it off. But if there's no non-Jew around, then a Yisrael is allowed to. V'cheinim efshalah solsa yidei Yisrael katan lo yasei Yisrael gadol. Similarly, if you have the option of having a child do it, a gadol should not be doing it. And if there's really no option, so Yisrael should do it with a little bit of a shinui. Venerally, says the Ramah now, holistam hatanur hainu biyom, hodam mutur las of lister hatanur hainu biyom, the kfar kolakderis pavushol is called sarkon. Avabalaila, sobachlat, manosol, diesh the sapek shemak deris, a dynamic of vushol is called sarko, osur listom hatanur, the gorim bishol. The Ramah says that at night, if you're going to go and seal the oven, there's a good chance that there's food there that is not yet mavushal called sarko, and you're going to be over on bishul. Vafilo ayidei en Yehudi asuk moshen is bar liel. You're not allowed to do bishul ayidei goy. Now, this is not a psik reisha. This is a machaven. Why are you sealing the oven door? Because you want whatever's in there to be hotter. So if it's something that's not totally cooked, you're making it cook. And even ayidei akum, this is kavana. And it'll be osur b'di'evit. The halachi is that it will be osur b'hano. Now, we're going to learn in Hilchas Bishul that there's a machlokas rishonim. If there's bishul achra bishul, if you're chayef or bishul, once something was edible beforehand, if it was kukamachal ben drosoi. Bidiyeved, we hold that nothing will be nesar bidiyeved if it was mavushal or kamachal ben drosoi before Shabbos. Now, this case here, where you're actually causing it to cook, the halachi, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you did it al yedei goy, we wouldn't aser it. If a Yisrael did it, we would aser b'dieved, al yedei nachri, we wouldn't. The reason being, this is an essential difference, we're going to see this even more in a more pronounced way later. When it comes to a Jew, if a Jew did a malacha on Shabbos, then what is nesar is, the fruit of his labor becomes oser. It becomes treif. When a non-Jew does malacha on Shabbos, he's allowed to do it. The iser is my benefiting from it in a way that I'll be tempted to ask him next week. In a case such as this, where it could have gotten done anyway, it just would have taken longer, here I say that's not enough of a benefit to aser when it's done ayidei nochri. Ayidei Yisrael, it's aser. The mice, it was cooked on Shabbos. Ayidei nochri, the fact that it was cooked on Shabbos doesn't make it treif. It's that if I'll benefit from it, I'll be tempted to ask him to do it a different time. If all he did was speed it up the process, I'm not afraid. So if it was done ayidei Yisrael, it's also b'dieved. Ayidei nachri, not. What happens if somebody was mekabel Shabbos early? The halachi is, the Mishnah Berurah says, he shouldn't be telling a non-Jew to go and shut the oven in a way that there's a chashash bishul, as a gzeira atu when someone brings in Shabbos on time. Also, you should never ask a non-Jew to go and smear the door with mortar, because he's doing malacha daraisa for you. Now, based on all of this, we would get the halacha with regard to our food on Shabbos, that if on Erev Shabbos you think that you have food that's not fully cooked, and say it's sitting on a blech or a hot plate, leave it alone. Don't touch it. If you move it closer to the fire, you're chayv because of bishul. If you open and close it, it could be that you're speeding up the cooking process, and there could be an iser of bishul. So that, I mean, the halach is if you mamish stir it up on Shabbos, you're chayiv because of bishul. So you have to be very careful. Everything you put on the fire before Shabbos either should be fully cooked or don't touch it. Don't go anywhere near it. Now, with regard to opening and closing the oven in our ovens, whether or not you're making the fire go bigger or smaller, so halacha is that when your oven is off, to turn it on, there's a good chance that you're going to make it go on by way of the thermostat. Many poskim say that you're not allowed to open your oven when the thermostat is shut, so that it's going to make it go on. On the contrary, when your oven is on, when it's working, there you're better off opening it, because you're not going to cause it to go on, it's already on. So if you have a little light letting you know when it's on or off, that's the better way to go. You should open the oven only when it's on. There are poskim that are makel, but one should really be mad. There's a very good chance of a chiyuv here to make the fire go on. In a gas oven, so you have to know how you can listen out to know whether the gas is on high or it isn't. So you shouldn't be goring for the gas to go on high when you're taking something out or putting something in.